5F. Exercise 2B, page 60. 1. You hear a teacher talking about Diane Fossey.
Pay attention, everyone. I'm glad you all enjoyed our trip to the Natural History Museum. It was great to see so many of you taking notes about endangered species and work that helps the environment. It's now time to use those ideas and do more research for your next project. Now, listen carefully. You're going to write about a scientist called Diane Fossey, who helped protect gorillas in Rwanda. You'll need to talk about her work with the animals, the books that she published, and her life. You can watch the film about her, Gorillas in the Mist, starring Sigourney Weaver. However, be careful, because that isn't enough. I expect to see you using lots of books as well. If you don't, you'll get a low grade.
2. You hear two classmates talking about a new eco club.
Have you heard about the new eco club at school? It sounds like fun. They're going to organize lots of activities to help nature around the area.
No, I haven't heard about it. Are they going to do activities in Henford Bay?
Yes, they're definitely going to organize beach cleanups. But they're also planning to help birds and squirrels in parks too. They're even going to build hedgehog houses. The club is still small though, because it's quite new.
Well, I'm definitely going to join up. A club like that should be bigger.
Great idea. I'll join too. It looks like the most interesting club at school.
3. You hear two friends talking about the impact of climate change.
I was just reading an article about the effects of climate change. It's really scary.
I know. The planet isn't in good shape. We're lucky that we live somewhere that doesn't see much extreme weather.
Sure, but I'm more worried about the unexpected effects of climate change. For example, what it's doing to the cost of living.
What do you mean?
Believe it or not, CEOs at companies are blaming climate change for high prices.
I don't get it.
Well, climate problems are destroying fruit and vegetables in fields, reducing the production of goods, causing problems with energy supply, and even sometimes stopping workers from being able to work. All of that means that products, food and energy become more expensive.
I never thought of that.
I hope somebody does something about it. Otherwise, we'll be feeling the heat in more ways than one.
4. You hear a boy speaking to his grandfather about improving a park.
Hey, Grandpa. Have you heard? They're planning to improve the park on Holloway Drive. Dad told me that it used to be really beautiful.
It was. I used to take your dad there when he was little, but I wouldn't go there now. It's in an awful state.
I know. There's been a lot of damage to things in the park, and there aren't many trees anymore. They'll probably have to plant new ones.
I don't think they need to plant more trees. There's plenty already. They could definitely cut the grass, though.
5. You hear a politician giving a speech.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me at this special event. I'm very happy to see that a lot of young people have joined our Green Future program in so many different councils across the country. Seeing government money used to encourage teenagers and students to help the environment is amazing. I would like to repeat what I said to reporters this morning. Although tonight's Green Future Award can only go to one person, everyone who took part is a champion. I also hope that all the young people involved in this competition will give a future in politics some serious thought. Now, let's announce this year's winner.